Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between. Hey guys, it's gonna be a solo podcast with me today as we dive into sleep training. This is something that I use with my first child, obviously, because I only have one. But I wanted to talk about it because it's something that a lot of people don't know about. I didn't know about it when I first had a kid. I heard about it while I was pregnant because I knew people around me and there were people around them that had used this method specifically that I had used. So I just wanted to talk about it. In the beginning, like I said, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know anything as a first-time mom. But those around me that had used sleep training had kids who were a lot older, somewhere around 2 to 6. And I saw their kids and I was like, oh, they seem really fine. I saw the way that their parents were living and it seemed like, oh, you guys really have a good handle on things. Yeah, like, let me know what to do. Their kids were sleeping throughout the night. They were getting their rests, et cetera, et cetera. So it just seemed like something that was ideal for my situation, and I wanted to give it a shot. So in the beginning, I didn't do as much research, which I should have. But along the way, I started doing more research and I kind of changed things as I went. But with sleep training, if you look online and try to get perspective of others, the internet is very divided. It's one of those things where people are for sleeping, people are for co-sleeping. I personally think it's whatever your preference is. It's your kid. Do what you will, you know? You can hate me for saying it. It's just, I don't think anyone has any right to tell someone what to do with their own kid. What is sleep training? It's the process of teaching your baby to fall asleep independently. And so there's a bunch of methods. I heard of the Ferber method. That was the only one I ever heard about, actually. That was pretty much you, like, put your baby to sleep when they're drowsy but awake, so they're able to, like, allow themselves to go to sleep and they don't need you there. It's allowing them to cry for a set period. You gradually increase the intervals where you check in on them and you repeat the process nightly. That's Ferber. I used Moms on Call. I would say it's somewhat similar, where there's like a set routine. There is a set period where you let them cry, and you're supposed to gradually increase that cry as they get older. Like I said, it's choosing what works for you and your family. So they say when to start sleep training. You should generally start around 4 to 6 months. And look for signs when your baby is ready. That age range is usually mentioned everywhere when I looked it up. I also believe it's like one of the easier times for them to be able to get accustomed to it and learn how to fall asleep on their own and stay asleep. But, you know, talk to your pediatrician, talk to your spouse, talk, you know, like, to each their own. I started early. I don't know if I mentioned it already, but we did Moms on Call. It is a program. You have to buy the program. And there's a lot of videos, a lot of instructional videos that are super helpful on how to feed, different ways to feed, breastfeeding, bottle, both. It's from two pediatricians, both women, who had collectively, both of them had 4 to 5 kids, I believe, and they use this method on both their children. And it's also very encouraging in a sense where I feel like it's very informative, and they are giving you a lot to work with, especially when you don't know what to do. So this was like a lifesaver for me personally, because I just was so lost and I needed a sense of direction. I would probably do things slightly differently the next time around when I have a second kid, but, you know, this was my first time. Go easy on me. My experience with sleep training. So, like I said, there is a process where you do let them cry for a set period. Moms on Call specifically set it to 5 minutes. No more than that, then you go in. In the beginning, it was very hard for me to do that. I had to set a timer and watch the timer essentially until it stopped. And sometimes I didn't let it finish, which I will say there is kind of like a breakthrough period between that 4 to 5 minutes where sometimes it does start kicking in and they do stop crying. And then as they get older, you're supposed to gradually increase it. I did not increase the time. I just wasn't personally okay with going more than 5 minutes. In the beginning, because I had started so early, my program said to start, I think, within the first month. I personally just would start a little later, maybe around the 4 to 6 months, like they said. But us doing what we had done, she was starting to sleep through the night by 4 months. So just for reference. Anyways, I would gauge the type of crying she has. If you have kids, you know, there's like different types of cries they have. If she is full on crying, wailing, I dismissed everything and I went in. I grabbed her, I took her. So also that being said, she did sleep out of our room fairly early. I think within the 2 weeks, we started putting her in her crib in her room. So yeah, just gauged it. Like I said, setting a timer helps. Ironically, as she got older, I slowly weaned out of the crying. So right now she's going through like a teething phase and she's crying a lot and she's in pain. And it does say to dislike, crying doesn't count as a sickness. Like the only times you're supposed to dismiss the sleep training is if they're sick. And teething doesn't count as a sickness, but me personally, I just feel better if I'm there for her when she's going through so much like pain and agony. So things I wished I didn't do was not listen to my body when I should have. As a mother, you understand when your baby cries, there's some aching feeling that goes on in your body, and it's like intuitive and maternal where you feel like you need to be there. So I didn't always listen to myself in the beginning because I was like, okay, this is what I need to do. I was trying this method. Again, I just did not know what to do. You know, like there's a grace period, but there were times that I did listen to my body and I just grabbed her and I let her fall asleep in my arms. And then I put her to bed, you know, and personally, as time went on, I realized that worked better for me and her. I realized that if I was able to just have her in a relaxed state, and that involved me holding her or maybe just like cradling her, you know, rocking her, things like that before I put her into bed, that worked 10 times better than just putting her in and leaving and letting her cry it out. So for me, that was really good. Sometimes she fell asleep on me and I put her to bed after she fell asleep, or I would realize that she was starting to fall asleep. I would put her in her crib and I would stay there though. And I would put my hand on her, my hand on her chest or put my hand on her back, pat and rub her until I can tell she was really about to fall asleep. And then I would walk out. Another thing is the sound machine. They say, so I looked it up. A lot of different opinions, and there's just a lot of different opinions on the sound machine thing. They do say to put the sound machine relatively high. You want it to be, they say like a running shower. I think it's personally a lot louder than a running shower. So that's what I did in the beginning. But I gradually decreased it because I didn't want to hurt her hearing. So I would put it at like a 50% sound if you're using a sound machine. Now I have it at like a 40%, and I also have a decibel tracker app, and that helps so you can kind of gauge how loud it is in the room. And I put it far away from her. So she does pretty well with it, honestly. One time I didn't have it and I just put on a fan, and the sound of the fan going, she was fine and she fell asleep. So I try different things also because I like have this thing where I don't want her to just stick to one way and not be able to function if she doesn't have it that one way. So the Moms on Call method that I used, she started sleeping throughout the night at 4 months. I believe maybe almost even at 3.5, but at 4 months, she was sleeping through the night. And right now she is 8 months and she still sleeps through the night. Her schedule is slightly altered, but her nighttime routine is pretty much the same. She goes to sleep somewhere from 7:30 to 8 and wakes up somewhere from 6:30 to 7:30. That being said, you just have to keep at it. If you do choose to go this method, keep at it, and one day it just happens. I remember we both woke up like, what the heck, like in the middle and early in the morning, and we were like, and because I have a laptop next to me that has like a live feed of her sleeping, and I was like, oh my god, does she actually sleep throughout the night? And it was just like, it just happens. One day they just get it and it happens. You just have to kind of keep at it. There are nights where she still wakes up. That's fine. That's normal. You know, we get through those nights. I stay with her. She doesn't feed anymore at night. So if she does wake up, I'm just with her. Now she just kind of likes to get up in the middle of the night and wants to play kind of feeling and then goes to sleep. I think it's just her teething, but yeah, it's, you have good days, you have bad days. Also, I will say this method did help us when she needed to sleep elsewhere. So it did make it super easy on us for her to be babysat by my parents or maybe our in-laws if we needed a night away. And it made it really easy on them because they would just follow the schedule and she would be able to fall asleep anywhere. So in that aspect, I think sleep training really did help us. Some common sleep training myths. So there is a lot, like I said, out there where people have a lot to say about sleep training. People also have a lot to say about co-sleeping. I've heard a lot, I've read a lot, you know, letting your baby cry out, that's a very taboo thing, you know, like it, people say we're in the bond, it's bad for their health. It is. At a certain point, I agree. The baby only knows how to communicate by crying. And you are the only supportive thing that they know that they need whenever they need help or reassurance or safety. Literally anything. You are their guiding light. So I believe do what works for you. Again, do what you believe is best for you and your child. No one else should have a say. For me, I realized, you know, I was worried. I was like, oh my God, is this going to ruin our bond? Like, is she not going to need me as much? Is she like not going to feel loved and secure? But when I walk in her room every morning, this girl is smiling from ear to ear. Like, it is like truly she is like a ball of sunshine in the morning. But I also make it a point to make every moment that she wakes up a really good moment so that she can feel like, oh, wake up time is a happy time. Like, this is great. It to be a very successful outcome with sleep training, I would say create a calming bedtime routine. For us, what worked was having a schedule. We have bath time. We read, we pray, and then I put her to sleep. It really works well. Lately, when I just stay there longer, I cradle her and I rock her back and forth for a little bit, or I'm in the nursing chair with her and I let her like calm down and then I put her to bed. It works so well. And also, if she doesn't, like, I hated the fact of feeling so robotic because I'm like, we're human, you know, we don't always, but like at the same time, like we as adults, we love routine, you know, like there's a certain aspect where it feels comfortable and there's, we know what's happening and things like that. But I also want her to be able to adjust if things were to change. So I am open to sometimes taking her out past her bedtime. And if she falls asleep while we're out, that's fine. I just transfer her. Most of the time it has worked super well and she goes straight to sleep. There has been like one or two occasions where she did not go. Like, she was not having it when we got home because I woke her up on accident. I would say if you are transitioning, have someone come in the house and turn off, make sure all the lights are off. We have dogs, so make sure they're calm and not like pitter-pattering around. And you have a sound machine playing in the background while you're transferring, so like they're not so distracted by so much noise. That was really the main reason why she was not happy that night. But also, sometimes if she needs to skip her bath, we skip her bath and she's fine. You know, like, they are human after all. And I just personally don't like feeling like everything has to be to a T all the time. So we are a little looser with the bedtime. We try to help her go to sleep by 8 latest, but for the most part, she does sleep somewhere from 7:30 to 8. A consistency is key, but it's okay to be flexible. Like I said, consistency is really the main thing that will help things run smoothly. Be patient, because every baby is different. And also, sleep training does not work on every baby. If it's not working for your baby, try something else. It's fine. Every baby is different. Every child is different. Like, every human is different. And ask for help when you need it, whether from a parent, a partner, family, sleep consultant. There is a lot of information out there that helps nowadays. You know, like, my parents are so surprised by the way that we do things, because it's so different from the way that they do it. And I'm grateful that we have access to all this stuff and that we are able to do these things. Sometimes it's a blessing and a curse. You know, you get more information than you ask for, but you know, I try to see the bright side of things. So to end it out, this is my journey with sleep training. She is 8 months. We are still learning. We're still adjusting, figuring things out. I would say just have grace with yourself, especially as a first-time mom. It is so, like, this is by far one of the most rewarding but hardest things I've ever gone through in my life. And we're all just learning. And personally, I think everyone's doing way better than maybe people have done in the past. You know, we just have more information and access to things, where I feel like people are being more careful nowadays. We are trying to approach things differently. So I think we're doing pretty good. So be kind to yourselves if you are choosing to go through sleep training, and even if you're not. And I invite you to share your own stories or ask questions if I didn't answer everything correctly. I know sometimes I babble on, but I'm glad I was able to talk to you guys about this, and just let me know. All right, I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.